I've been singing in real choirs since I was a child, so I wondered what a virtual one would sound like. Eric Whitaker explained how he came up with the concept.
Well, it all started with this video. A young girl named Britlyn Losey, who was 17 at the time, posted to YouTube a video of herself singing the soprano part to A Peace of Mind called Sleep.
Hi, Mr. Eric Whitaker. My name is Britlyn Losey, and this is a video that I'd like to make for you. Ever since I heard your song Sleep, I have been addicted to your music. Music is my life, it is my heart, it is everything. And you've touched me.
I was just so moved by the way she was singing and the look on her face. She looked directly into the camera and she had such a pure, sweet tone. And it struck me. I thought, God, if I could get 50 people to do this all at the same time from around the world, post their videos, and then we could cut them together, we could make a virtual choir.
So Whitaker experimented. He rounded up singers, had them sing individually into webcams while listening to a piece of his on headphones, and had a technician cut the videos together. The experiment was so successful, Virtual Choir 1.0 was born. For that, 185 singers from 12 different countries sang Whitaker's Lux Arumque.
My biggest hope was that we could get people to sing very soft and more full in different places. And it really worked.
The video has had almost 2 million hits on YouTube. So when Virtual Choir 2.0 was announced, I downloaded my music, printed it out, and got instructions via a YouTube video.
And now a few instructions for recording your track. First, make sure that your face is well lit, nice and bright. Please make sure that your clothes are only black.
And after a beep, I started to sight read the piece and sing along with the piano track while watching Eric Whitaker conduct.
The evening hangs beneath the moon.
It took quite a while to get the hang of it, to adjust to Whitaker's tempos and, of course, learn the notes. It was nothing like singing with a real choir, where you listen to the people around you, work on blending your voices together, and breathe with them. But I practiced and practiced, and a few days later recorded myself on video, several times before I got it right.
Upon my pillow, safe in bed.
Eric Whitaker says he knows it's a strange process.
There's this incredible leap of faith on the part of the singer where you're just hoping, sort of beyond hope, that somehow this works, right? That you'll do your little bit for this. And then months later find out, oh, okay, that I helped make this happen.
The final video with more than 2,000 singers from 58 different countries was convincing. Britlyn Losey, the young woman whose video started the whole process, said she was shocked when she saw it.
Amazing. I still can't even explain it. What I just learned from the entire experience is that when you do something really pure out of your heart, you know, not wanting anything in return, you know, miraculous things can happen.
Eric Whitaker's Virtual Choir 2.0, featuring his piece Sleep, is on YouTube. For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in New York.